Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We're back again, once again, with New Beginnings Ministry. I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. For those of you that's tuning in by internet, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You just call in and you would hit number 1 and you can be connected. We are an interactive Bible study. Interactive, what does that mean? That means that we come together as a body of Christ to talk about the Word of God. We interact one with another. Amen? We encourage each other. We lift each other up through the Word of God. Interactive. We interact with one another. Amen? As brothers and sisters of God. So we do thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock. We have various speakers that come on from time to time. We have some of those who are anointed and have selected certain weeks. So if you are tuning in for the first time, we'd like to invite you to be an active listener. Amen? This evening, our topic this evening is plans for your future. Plans for your future. We're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we are going to get into the scripture. And for those of you, again, that's tuning in for the first time, we open up for discussion. We stop, we pause, and open up for discussion. And oftentimes, there are so many men and women of God who choose to interact through the Bible study, and they have some powerful words of wisdom to share with me as well as you. So once again, we do thank you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this avenue of Blog Talk Radio to come together to share a word of God. Father, we pray, Lord, that we would be all on one accord. Father, we come in agreement, Heavenly Father, knowing that your word does not come back void. Father, we thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We pray for the sick and afflicted, Father. Lord, we pray for those who are having financial burdens. Father, we pray for those who are having family struggles. Lord, Father, we pray for the churches all over this world. We pray for the leaders, Heavenly Father, those that stand in leadership. We pray for them. We pray for your chosen people in Israel. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. We just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And it's in the majestic name of Jesus Christ that we claim it all. Amen. 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 Okay, this evening, me with my little foggy self, I have a little cold, but nevertheless, we're going to move forward, amen, as the Lord says so. We're talking about plans for your future, plans for your future. And the first scripture that we're going to start off with is a very familiar scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. And it says as such, "For I know the thoughts that I have or think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you in your latter end a hope. For I know the thoughts I have of you." God is the Alpha and he is the Omega. God is the one that we look up to when we go through whatever we're going through, whether we're having good times or whether we're having bad times. God knows what we're going to go through before we even go through it. He knows you. He knows me. He knows every hair on our head. And he says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord." These thoughts that he has, thoughts of peace. Here God gives them a way for them to understand that the thoughts that he has is for peace. Peace. What is peace? Peace means that everything is smooth. Everything is well. Everything is working according to how God has planned it. Thoughts of peace, that we would go through this journey through our lives and we would have a peaceful journey. Now, there are some ties to that. There are some ties to that. It says that the thought is that his love was moved toward them. His love, God's love, was moved before them, that he would perform his good work. His promises were often repeated to them, and that he would hearken and they should find him. Hearken, call out, and they should find him. But there is a provision. They had to seek him with their whole heart. They had to seek him with their whole heart. And that goes on even further in Jeremiah 29:10 through 13, if you would like to do further research. An expected end.
Amen.
A future and a hope.
Amen.
That nation should not come to an end. The exile should be followed by restoration.
Amen.
Should be followed by a restoration. Now, when I look at this in Jeremiah, I think about our lives. See, the written word is just an example for us to follow. It's a blueprint. It's a blueprint. And God says, if you do this, then I will do this. If you follow my laws, if you are obedient, if you seek me with your whole heart, God has promises that he has in place for you and for me. They're promises. Amen? Now, I know in my life, God has blessed me in more ways than I can tell you in the short amount of time that we're here together. First, through birth.
Amen.
God allowed me to be a part of this living land, to grow at an older age. God has blessed me throughout my life. Now, there has been times, there has been struggles or a shaky road, but God has always brought me out. He's always had a provision for me. Now, that's my testimony. Now, I'm sure that if you shared your testimony, it would be similar.
Mm-hmm.
It would be similar. God loves me. He loves you just the same. Children of God. Children of God. And what we have to do is there is a plan that God has for us. And what we have to do is follow that plan. Follow that plan. Now, isn't it good to know God has thoughts of peace for you and for me? Thoughts of peace, not evil, but thoughts of peace. That's a loving God. That's a God that I would like to serve. A God that loves me just as I am. And I come broken. I come with all kinds of struggles and situations in my life. I come with all kinds of baggage. And no matter how I come, when God looks at me, he loves me just as I am. That's the beauty of it. Loves me just as I am. He loves you just as you are. And God has a plan for my life as well as plans for your life. But we have to follow the blueprint. We have to take time with the Lord.
Amen.
Quiet time. Away from all of the noise, where it's just you and God. We have to be obedient to the word of law, of God. We have to seek the Lord with all of our heart. All of our heart. And that's what it says here. We do there at that time, God is saying that if they call upon him, that he would hear them, provided that they sought him with their whole heart.
Amen.
God is not going to hearken someone on a straddled fence.
Wow.
We have to choose one way or the other.
Amen.
Either you're for him or you are against him. You cannot be in the middle. Either you're in the world or you're in the spirit. You cannot go both ways. You can't have it both ways. As much as we love to have it our way, it can't be. Because God is a jealous God. And God does not want us to serve anyone other than him. He's a jealous God. He wants you and I to love him more than we love the world.
Amen.
So the question arises, where are we at this point in our lives?
Amen.
Where is our heart at this time? What plans do we have for our future? Now, I don't know about you, but I've been on this earth for some time. I've lived a good life.
Amen.
And there's still greater things that God has in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He loves me the same way he loves you. It does not make a difference whether you are young, middle age, all you are old. God loves us all the same.
Amen.
And he wants all of us to live our lives for him. And God is saying that when we live our lives for him, that we're going to live a good life.
Mm-hmm.
God has a fantastic plan for you, my brother, my sister. And I know that God has knocked on your heart and asked to come in. I know that because that's just how God is. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
If you will open up, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. God is looking at our heart. That's one thing that we cannot fool. We can fool each other,
mm-hmm.
but we can't fool God because God looks directly at our heart. If God is the one that brought us to this or put us on this earth, you know he knows everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he's looking at you and thinking of all the great things that he can do through you. All the people that he wants you to impact. But there is a provision. There is a provision. We have to seek him with our whole heart. We must pray. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God has a future for you and for me. Hope for an end.
Amen.
That's the beauty of it, knowing that there is an end. And in the end, that we have hope. We have hope. That's enough to motivate you and me, knowing that no matter when this life ends, that there is a hope for you and for me.
Thank you, Lord.
The latter end. Sometimes we don't think about that until we become older. Mm-hmm. But there is a latter end.
Amen.
And we have to determine what direction we want to go.
Amen.
Bluntly speaking, heaven or hell?
Amen.
There is no in between. We're not going to live here for the rest of our lives. We're only here to occupy for a short time. And God is using you and me for a purpose, for that short time. And while we're here to occupy this time that we have, God has a plan for you and for me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take time out to find out what God wants to do with your life and what he wants to do with my life. God will speak to your heart. God will reveal to you what plans he has for you, what plans he has for me. I'm going to open up the mics right now and ask, are there any comments at this point in time? All the mics are open.
Can I go back to my, like, context?
Go ahead.
Well, if we go back in Jeremiah to Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 4, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, sends this message to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. So sometimes we're not in the place of our promise, but even though you may be in a place of trials and testing, that you're just exiled for a while. Then verse 4 says, build homes and plan to stay. Plant vineyards, for you will be there many years, marry and have children, and then find mates for them and have many grandchildren. Multiply, don't dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Pray for her, for if Babylon has peace, so will you. And that tells us that, like you were saying, John, was that brother, John, husband, that we are to build, we're to plant, and we're to pray.
Amen.
To build, to plant, to pray. That what the enemy has stolen, the Lord has promised us. So we're supposed to continue where we are. Bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you're planted. Continue where you are, because what the Lord, divine providence says, that whatever the Lord has for you, you will have.
Amen.
He has plans for us. He has a plan for us that the enemy will not be able to circumvent.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. We're supposed to pray for peace no matter where we are. Pray for peace on the job, in the marketplace, in our neighborhoods. Pray for peace in your homes, that they will be blessed. When they're blessed, you will be blessed.
Wow.
Amen. And remember that whatever the enemy has stolen will be returned. It goes on to say, the word goes on to say in verse 8, the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, don't let the false prophets and mediums who are there among you fool you. So you'll hear lies about how this isn't for you, that God doesn't want this for you, God has forgotten you, God This is the life you're to live. You're foolish if you believe that, but the Lord will not leave you. He promises that he will never, ever leave you, that he will never forsake you, that he is there. He is there, and you have a prophecy and a promise that's coming to you, but you must stand and stand firm. He says, don't listen to the dreams that they invent, for they prophesy lies in his name.
Amen.
I have not seen them, says the Lord. Praise God. The truth is this. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, so you may be in your in your place of testing for some time. You may be there for some time, but you have to stand firm, knowing who you are in Christ and knowing that Jesus will never, ever leave you and he will not forsake you. But then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised and bring you home again.
Wow.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And in those days, when you pray, I will listen. So even if, when you're in the time of testing, even when you're in the valley, even when you're in the time, even when you're in Babylon, he hears your prayers.
You
are being heard. Don't think that your prayers aren't being heard. Don't think that they will not be answered. Don't think that the prophecies that the Lord gave you through his prophets, that they weren't to come. You're supposed to remember them, write them down, and know that they are to come. And when they come, you can run with it. Praise God. In those days you pray, I will listen. You will find me when you seek me, and if you look for me in earnest. Praise God. Then he says, yes, says the Lord, I will be found by you, and I will end your slavery. He will end your sickness. He will end the sin. He will end the captivity, and he will restore your fortunes. Everything the enemy has stolen will be returned and gather you out of the nations where I have sent you and bring you back home again for your own land. And that's the part that he sent you. So if you're in a place that may be difficult, the Lord may have put you there for you to grow, for your testing, for you to minister, and to be an example. And you have to remember that everything is not a happenstance. That you're there for, even there in the valley, even in Babylon, for a purpose. You can minister even there. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Any comments? Amen. Any comments?
Mm-hmm.
Any comments? Mic's open. We are interacted.
Wow.
I have a comment.
Everybody go. Go ahead.
Ladies first. She can go ahead and hear me. She can go ahead.
Well, I just want to go back to your verse, Jeremiah 29:11. The thing that stuck out with me is two things what God is doing in the scripture. He's giving me future and hope.
Mm-hmm.
So that
Amen.
Makes me know that whatever I'm going through or whatever state I am, I know that God has a future. And it's hope for me.
Yeah.
No matter
Amen.
What it looks like, no matter what comes my way, no matter what situation I'm standing in or facing, there's future and there's hope in what in what God could do for me.
Amen.
So I just praise God for that because the Bible says, like I said, for I know the thoughts of you.
Mm-hmm.
He knows us. He knows our ins and outs. He knows every hair that's on our head.
Yeah,
but he made us. He created us.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows everything about us. So, you know, for that, that gives me encouragement when I'm going through. I have a future and there's hope.
Amen.
And in whatever I'm in, and know that God Amen. Is going to bring me out.
Amen.
So those
Amen.
Are the promises that I look at in this scripture. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Any more comments?
Yeah. Hello.
Go ahead, my brother.
You know what? This has got to be God ordained.
Yes, it is.
listening to R.A. Brown Clark, It Ain't Over, on my job, I'm up at FedEx Home Delivery. Wow. looking and listening to the video, I'm in my truck crying. And they were not tears of sorrow, they were tears of joy. Mm-hmm. Because I've been in the ministry for almost 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I should be far along than I have was 5 years ago. But I thank God he had the plan for my life and for my ministry. Because back then, maybe 5 years ago, I may have been further along, but I wouldn't know how to handle it.
Wow.
And I thank God for his patience. I thank God for his patience towards me and vice versa. Because, you know, we can be some boogeyman. We can just say, hey, look, God, you need to hurry up with this. You know, I've been in this for 10 years. Ain't nothing happening. But God said, just wait on the Lord. Wait, I say.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
I'm in my truck crying. I'm bawling. Like I said, it was tears of joy. I'm like, God, I thank you for every, you know, I'm real joy. I've been threatened in my ministry. I've been verbally abused in my ministry. I've been had so-called friends do a 180 on me and walk the other direction. It was crazy. Because they saw something in me I didn't see in myself, but what they saw in me, they knew they didn't lack it because they didn't have it. I'm like, we're on the same team. How are you mad at me for being a part of the ministry and we serving the head coach, who is Jesus Christ?
Amen.
.com. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Well, later for y'all. I'm going to do what God called me to do, what God told me to do, and I'm going to beg God and not y'all. So y'all mad at me, build a bridge and get over it. So God said, it ain't over until I say it's over. Forget all the fat ladies, the fat men, whatever the world may say. But when God says it's over, that shuts it down. The party is over. I'm about to preach, so let me just hush up a quick.
No, that's good. That's good.
That's how I wanted to say.
That's all right. That's all right.
It's good.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Somebody else? Okay. I'd like to say that when Sister Suzanne was saying with and Brother John also about occupying the time, and even though we're in that wilderness time or that testing time, so to speak, we're not just thinking of ourselves. God says, pray for the peace of the others, and you'll have peace. I thank God for that because, you know, while we're going through, sometimes we can just get bogged down and get that pity party. But no, God said, continue and remember the words that I've given you. Remember that prophecy and continue to do what you like Sister Suzanne said, we're planted in different areas. And even though it is a wilderness time, we're planted. So while we're there, do what we need to do. And when the end of the day comes, God is there to deliver us and make good on his promise. I like that.
Amen.
We should still do and occupy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Any more comments? Any more comments? Amen. Good stuff coming out. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. This is a good word.
Our next scripture is a familiar scripture that everyone is familiar with. Isaiah 55:8-9. Isaiah 55:8-9. And it goes on to read, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This here is, I see this as a way of forgiveness. Forgiveness. We as human beings, we can forgive a person the first time they offend us. We may forgive them the second time, but the third time, there will be a problem with trying to forgive them. And the fourth time, we're not going to forgive them at all. But not so with God. Not so with God. God has forgiven us for our sins. We have messed up over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
We have, some have, rather than running to him, they have run the opposite direction from God. Rather than going in the door, they've gone out the back door. And God has looked at that situation, and he still has given pardon. Even though that we have not done all that God wants us to do, he has still pardoned our sins. He still pardoned our sins.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his life on the cross for our sins. God died so that we might live. And that's the beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His ways are way above our ways. His thoughts are way above our thoughts. Where we choose not to forgive, God will forgive us. He will forgive us. We can still come to him and ask for forgiveness. And God will forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the difference between God and the way that we forgive. His ways and his thoughts are way above ours. We cannot even match how God, his thoughts are to us. We cannot even compare how his ways are to us. And because, and again, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways, said Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, the comparison between earth and heaven, so are my ways higher than your ways. Comparing between earth and heaven, the differences. God loves us just as we are. And even though that we have failed, God still has enough love to forgive us. God still has enough love to still have plans for us. And that's the beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He loves us just as we are. We don't have to come with pretty words and painted pictures.
Amen.
We can come just as we are. That is the beauty of it. So when I looked into that, at one time, I used to look at it in terms of the way that we think. But then, within just looking at the word and the research, just looking at, and then I started thinking about the sins. Our sins. How God has pardoned us for our sins. We've messed up once, we've messed up twice, we've messed up three times, we've messed up four times, and God still loves us. God still forgives us. And when we think about it, in terms of our sin, we were born in sin. So we're going to mess up. And God knows it. No one is perfect except for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why God is constantly blessing you. He's constantly blessing me throughout our lives in so many ways, just to show us that he's real.
Can I say something real quick?
Come on, my brother.
Wow, this is deep. This is worse, so good. You know what? Wow, I don't know how to start. There are a lot of people that I personally know that have heard of forgiveness, or they won't forgive, or they don't know how to forgive. You know, either they don't know, or they don't show it. If they do know how to forgive, or don't care that God said to forgive. Somebody, boys in the hood, and they're there for a second. And it's sad that if, I understand if you don't know how to forgive. That's one thing. You can be taught by the word of God to forgive. But if you know how to forgive and don't show it, then why would you expect, or, you know, I said you and me as a general God person, why would we expect to to God to forgive us? He will forgive us, but like the word says, if you don't forgive your brothers and sisters when you see every day, how do you expect this God to forgive if you don't see? You know, or how to love, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, love and forgiveness go hand in hand. If I love brothers and sisters, then yes, I got to forgive no matter how deep the pain went when they did, say, or thought about me. God said, you got to forgive. We don't have to get no choice in that. So he said, if we don't forgive them, then he will not forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bothersome that I had had some former pastor from my former church that would not forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't mean this lightly. I had been talked about so bad by leadership in my church 10 years ago. That's when God said, you got to go. You leave now.
Mm-hmm.
So you stay. You're going to do more damage to yourself than they will. And I was so mad. I was so angry. I was even hurt. And I said, God, if I see him one more time in the street, it's on. but thank God I had had physical fight since 89. I was my 12 years in high school. So I thank God for all them years. A lot of arguments, but never had a physical fight since that day. But God said, no, I'll deal with them. You don't have to touch me. He said that I'll share a payback, the revenge, that they are well overdue in my version. But, you know, I and God said, Dwayne, you got to forgive them too. It ain't just no one way, it's a two-way thing. I'm like, no, they hurt me. Yeah, but you hurt folks too. I'm like, okay, Lord have mercy. And I said, okay, God, I'll forgive them with my mind, forgive them with my mouth, and forgive them with my heart. So we can say it with you all day long with our mouth, but if it doesn't come from the heart, it don't mean a hill of beans.
That's
I'm country, a hill of beans.
That's right.
Yeah.
It has to come from the heart. You're right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So true. It has to come from the heart. Thank you for sharing, my brother. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Any more comments? Mic's open.
I have a comment.
Please.
About forgiveness. Forgiveness, I had to learn, is really for our own sake. It's really not for the other person. When I think about it, it's for selfish reasons that we forgive. Because when we hold on to that bitterness and forgiveness, we really do, and I know this personally, do more damage to ourselves by holding on to that unforgiveness. Often the other person's gone on with their lives and they don't have you to think about. But we repeat the offense in our mind and we hold on to it. And it's even medically, scientifically proven that negative feelings lead to illness and cancers and things like that. So literally, we can shorten our own lifespan, shorten our quality of life, and the enemy really uses the offenses of others, hoping that we will not be able to forgive. It's like a gift that keeps on giving. And even here with Isaiah 43:25, even God says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. So even God says, for my own sake, I do not remember your sins. I blot out your transgressions. So not to say that he gets illnesses or anything else, but I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that even God says that for his own sake he forgives? Not because we're so deserving of it, but it's just something that he does. He forgives us, and we are to forgive others.
Amen. Absolutely. We should be forgiving others. But then again, that sinful nature falls in. We may forgive the first time, the second time, the third time, but what about that fourth time? Will you still have that same attitude of forgiveness? That's that sinful nature that we fall under. And where God is showing us what true love is. He is the role model. He has shown, he has given us the example of how we are to live our lives. And he said that if we live our lives this way, then this will happen. But we have to get past that sinful side that we have within. God wants us to live a holy life. And I look at it with whoever I come in contact with, I want to treat them the same way that I want to be treated. I'm not perfect. I mess up.
Amen.
I know I do. I know I'm not perfect.
Amen.
And that's me. That's why I serve God the way that I do, because I know I mess up. I know I'm weak. I know I'm weak. But I do have a Savior who's strong. And that goes on to my next scripture. Proverbs 16:3. And it says, commit thy works unto Jehovah, and thy thoughts shall be established. Let me say that again. Commit thy words unto Jehovah, and thy thoughts shall be established. And as we were just talking about, when we have burdens, then we are to take them off of our back and we transfer them over to someone who's stronger and better able to bear that burden. But oftentimes, we hold those burdens ourselves. We try to handle them ourselves. And God does not want us to do that. God does not want us to do that. He wants us to take those burdens off of our back and turn it over to him and let him handle it, no matter what it is. No matter if it's sin. No matter if it's financial. No matter what it is, God wants us to take those burdens off of our back and turn it over to him. And he's saying here in Proverbs, commit thy works unto Jehovah, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit whatever it is that you're doing over to the Lord. Commit it over to the Lord. And he's saying that those thoughts that we have shall be established.
I don't want that right now.
Amen. Come on. Someone had a comment. I thought I heard someone in the background. They had a comment. Please. Amen. The plans for your future. Plans for the future. In Proverbs 3:5, confide in Jehovah with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Take time with the Lord. Confide in the Lord. Take time with the Lord. Confide in the Lord. God does not want us to bind whatever we have around our neck.
Amen.
He doesn't want it to hold it, to hold us down. He does not want that. He has given us a promise. He has given us a word. And he wants us to constantly have that word in front of us so that we can see it. And the more that we see it, the more we will begin to write it on our heart.
Mm-hmm.
The more that we see the word, the more that we begin to write it on our heart. And it's saying here that those should be the moving principles that we are to follow. Stay in the word of God. Stay in the word of God. We already know that the Bible is the greatest Bible ever written, but how often do we see Bibles becoming dusty?
Wow.
Sure, we have them in our house, but how often do we use them? How often do we use them? Lean not onto our own understanding. The word already, whatever it is that we want to know, it's already written in the word. And there's also a solution of how we are to go about acting toward that solution. Any comments? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Let these be the constant companions through life. Let these be the companions through life.
That's
the
good.
Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Written on our heart, written on the tablets of our heart. And when we write up on the tablets of our heart, we become a different person.
Mm-hmm.
We act like a different person. We walk like a different person. God wants us to keep our focus on the word of God at all times. No matter what situation that you go through or I go through, we look to the word. What does the word, what does God say about that? What does God say about that? When we write it on our heart, we're going to look to the word of God for solutions. Any comments? Any comments? Don't get quiet on me out there.
No, I like that when you say, write, when the word says write it on the tablets of your heart. That's good because when you don't have the word in front of you, when you don't have your Bible in front of you, and you have that word in your heart, that I've hidden in my heart so I won't sin against thee. That word springs up. That word springs up. In any situation that we need, that word will. Word will spring up. Amen. Amen.
Praise
that
Lord.
Word will spring up and bring life.
Amen.
For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. You know, when we have it there, it will come up and out like rivers of living water. I'm just saying, to God be
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Our last scripture.
Amen.
2 Timothy 3:1. But this is that in the last days, difficult times, shall hither. But
say
this
it again, Elder.
That, shall be there in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at persecution. We're looking at suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And all those during that time who live a godly life must suffer persecution. There is the evil seducer who is a deceiver and constantly being deceived during that time. And Timothy is exhorting and he's motivating us to continue in the truth that we have received. The scripture knowing that we have received, no matter what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter what kind of problems we may have, we are to keep the truth in front of us. The
Amen.
Scriptures. The scriptures. The scriptures. Keep the word of God in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about in the last days. We're talking about in the last days. This is what Timothy is talking about at this time, but I'm talking about right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If they're saying this is happening at the end of time, then whatever we're going through now, we ought to follow those same principles. Follow the same principles. Keep the scriptures written in our heart. Keep them in front of us.
Amen.
God has a plan for your future and for mine. Every day, we're being tested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meet my faithful servant, Minister Herman.
Say what? Say what?
My faithful servant, Minister Herman.
Uh-huh.
She will not denounce me, no matter what. No matter what she goes through, she will not curse me.
Amen.
Have you tried her? You could try her. You could test her, but don't hurt her.
My
because
God.
She's not. She's mine. No matter what she says, I guarantee you that she will not denounce me.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And what happens is, after you have been tested, after the trial is over, then God is going to restore
everything
to you.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
He's given us an example of Job.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Job was tested. Job was tried. Job was stripped of everything that he had. But he kept the faith. He was steadfast. He would not give up on denouncing God. He did not. In fact, before he chose, he said, before I choose to denounce God, I would prefer my life to be taken.
Yeah.
And he was at the point where he had, people were afraid to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
His whole body.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he chose to be faithful to God. And in the end, God restored him with everything he had, and then he added some more. And that's the way it is in our lives, my brother and my sister. We're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. But it's only a test, because God has already put claims of saying, do not hurt my child. You can test him. You can test her. You can test him. But don't hurt him. So whatever you're going through, I just want you to know that God loves you more than you can realize. If things are not working out the way that you want them to work out, God has your back. You're going to be tested because of your faith in God. Because you are a child of God. The world wants you to turn your back on God. And I'm here to tell you that God wants you to continue walking by faith, moving forward. Keep your eyes focused on the Word of God. God said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. It's only a test. It's only a test.
Uh-huh.
That's the God that we serve. That child may be astray right now, has gone astray, and we don't know what to do. God has already told us what to do. Don't put that burden on you. Take it off of you and put it on someone stronger. Because God can handle it. He can handle the weight. Don't try to carry that burden. Don't try to carry that burden. Don't hold those feelings inside when someone has hurt you. Let it go. Give
Amen.
It to God.
That's right. That's right.
Give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying that when you release everything over to him, that you will become a new person. And then you will have a new beginning. You will have a new beginning. Because then you will begin to start to see the future that God has for you begin to start to blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments before we close?
Yes, I have a comment. I also believe that, you know, while you're in the situation that you're in, you must stay faithful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Stay faithful in God. You know, don't die out because, as the scripture says, that there's future.
Mm-hmm.
There's a future for you. You know, even though that you're going through, I always say when you're going through, you're just going through. You're not staying there. You're just going through it. So,
yeah.
You know, I believe that you need to stay faithful, strong, stay in God's word, because there's future for you. You know, don't allow your circumstance and your situation cause you to die out, because you're only going to go through it. Because the Bible says, you know, he knows the thoughts of you, and there's future and hope for you.
Mm-hmm.
And his thought is for you to prosper. God's thought is not for us to die in our sin and you know, be down and be depressed. No, it's his thoughts for us is to be prosperous in what we end. So, you know, what I say tonight is just stay faithful in what you end and believe God, stay in your word, because there's future for you. There's a future for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any more comments? Isn't it good to know that we serve a God like that?
Amen.
Isn't it good that God loves us just as we are?
Yeah.
Isn't it good to know that God has a plan for your life and for my life? Beyond what we can imagine, think of. Beyond that. Isn't it good to know that God has left his word here?
Amen.
He has left a blueprint for us to follow, and we don't have to run around lost. God loves us so much, and he has sacrificed so much for you and for me, that he gave his only begotten Son for you and for me. That's something I don't believe anyone would ever do, give up his Son for a sacrifice.
Wow.
He loves us just that much. And if he loves us that much to give up his Son for you and for me, don't you think that he can handle those problems that you're going through?
Amen.
Don't you think that he will take care of those problems that you're going through? Now, if you don't understand how things are going, stay in the word of God. And that's why it says his ways and his thoughts are not the same as ours. But I can only tell you, there is hope at the end. We may not understand why things happen the way that they do, but as my sister said, remain faithful.
Amen.
Don't give in. Because when you know who you are in Christ, an heir, a child of God, there's royalty, my brother and my sister, in you. And if there's royalty in you, don't you think those that don't have royalty, when they come and see you, they're going to notice something different? And when they see something different, you may not understand why they're acting the way that they're acting, but it's because you have royalty. You're serving a big God. You're serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You have submitted your life, and it begins to start to show, because now you begin to start to act and walk as though you are an heir. Not with your head down, but with your head up. Not walking in defeat, but walking in victory.
Hmm.
We do thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. It has been a wonderful time. We always enjoy when we come together and just to be able to share the Word of God. My God, I get encouraged every time I hear, interaction through this interactive Bible study. I get encouraged. I take something out from it every time that we come on, and I pray that you do too. We all have a purpose. Mm-hmm. We all have a purpose. There's a plan for your future, and there's a plan for mine.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Suzanne, you want to close us out in prayer?
Sure.
Amen. Amen.
We come before you, dear Lord, humbly, dear Lord, thanking you for this time of worship, the time of searching for your word, Father God. And we ask you, dear Lord, to bless each and every hearer of this word, Father God, those that are here in real time, Father God, and those that listen to the archives, Father God, for how many days, months, weeks, years to come, Father God, that they would be blessed. We thank you, Father God, that as we go through the word and we listen to the word and review the word, Father God, that you would speak to our hearts, Father God, and help us, Father God, to be discerning and to be able to understand the message that you have for us through your word, dear Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we believe the word was rightly divided, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the word, Father God, and the blessing of our husband being allowed to give that word, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you would bless the homes of each and every person that's listening, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we would be blessed, Father God, by their commitment to your word, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that if there be any, Father God, that are sick, Father God, that you would just, that you would heal them, minister healing and wellness to them, Father God. And we lift up all these, Father God, that are in need right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, to search our hearts, dear Lord, and that there be any sins of omission or commission, Father God, that you would reveal it to us, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for the peace that passes all understanding in our homes, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for a good night's rest, Father God, that your ministering and warring angels, Father God, would be about us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for even the dreams, Father God, and the visions that you would give us as we begin to fall off to sleep and we sleep.
Wow.
In Jesus' sweet and holy name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much once again. Remember, we love you.
I face the dawn.